Good evening and welcome back to your daily newscast update. I'm your anchor, Suhaj Mahri, live again from the studios of Room Radio in Rabat, Morocco, giving you the latest national and international news with me today, Mariam Bin Issa in reports and Mariam Khalili on the mixing table. These are the headlines. Cape Verde reaffirms support for Morocco's territorial integrity and autonomy plan as sole solution to the Sahara issue. Morocco stands firm in supporting full implementation of UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime, affirms permanent representatives in Vienna. And across the globe, UN envoy reports over 1 million displaced by conflict in Sudan. Started off nationally in a recent communication sent on Tuesday, May 23, 2023, the government of the Republic of Cabo Verde has restated its unwavering support for the territorial integrity of the Kingdom of Morocco. Furthermore, Cabo Verde has once again expressed its endorsement of Morocco's autonomy plan initiative as the sole credible and realistic solution to the Sahara dispute. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Cooperation and Regional Integration of Cabo Verde in the document addressed to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates emphasizes continued backing for the United Nations efforts. The Cape Verdean diplomacy stated that these positions were, quote, clearly expressed by the Prime Minister of Cape Verde, José Ulises Correa y Silva, during his meeting with the head of government, Aziz Akhnouch. Moving on to national news on international soil, speaking at the 32nd session of the UN Commission on Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice in Vienna, Ambassador Azdine Farhan, Morocco's permanent representative in Vienna, reaffirmed Morocco's dedication to the complete implementation of the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and its additional protocols. Farhan emphasized that these international instruments provide a comprehensive legal framework and a reliable international reference for addressing issues associated with transnational organized crime. Coming back on national soil and in the cultural bracket on this newscast from Tetouan, it has been announced that the 24th edition of the International Oud Festival will take place from May 25th to 28th. This prestigious artistic event, held under the esteemed patronage of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, is organized by the Ministry of Youth, Culture and Communication in collaboration with the local authorities of the Tangier Tetouan Al Hoceima region. The festival aims to celebrate cultural diversity and promote openness towards others while emphasizing the values of tolerance and fostering beautiful musical expressions. Across the globe, UN envoy to Sudan, Volker Peretz, has declared that the conflict involving the military factions, which erupted in mid-April, has resulted in the displacement of over 1 million Sudanese individuals. Let's hear the report with Mariam Bin Issa.
According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, more than 1 million people have been displaced by 5 weeks of fighting in Sudan, including 250,000 refugees. Speaking to reporters in Geneva on Friday, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Matthew Saltmarsh, said that 843,000 people had been internally displaced so far due to the fighting. About 250,000 others have fled across Sudan's borders, streaming mostly into Egypt, Chad, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. Saltmarsh added that Egypt has so far received the highest number of Sudanese refugees at about 110,000. The UN said on Wednesday that half of Sudan's population needs humanitarian aid, and more than $3 billion will be needed this year alone to provide urgent assistance inside the country and to those fleeing across its borders.
The destination is now Spain, where a pro-Polisario individual who faced charges of terrorism in Spain pleaded guilty on Tuesday before the National Court, the country's highest criminal court. The accused is alleged to have disseminated jihadist propaganda on social media, expressing hatred towards Spain, according to local media reports. The prosecution had initially sought a sentence of 4 years and 6 months in prison. However, by pleading guilty, the defendant identified as MAM, also known as Ismail, agreed to a reduced sentence of 2 years in prison along with 5 years of probation for the crime of terrorist indoctrination. In Brazil and in sports, Minister of Justice Flavio Dino has stated that the country is contemplating the adoption of the principle of extraterritoriality in the event of racist attacks targeting footballer Vinicius Jr., should the Spanish authorities fail to take action. Addressing journalists, Minister Dino highlighted that they are studying the feasibility of applying the principle, which allows Brazilian law to be enforced in exceptional situations involving crimes against Brazilian nationals abroad. Still in sport, but this time on the pitch, five players from the Wydad Athletic Club have secured their spots in the ideal 11 for the second leg of the semi-finals of the African Champions League. The standout players who made it to the ideal 11 are Youssef El-Moutay, Ayoub El-Amloud, Arsène Zola, Yahya Atitullah, and Yahya Jabran. That was all for today's news update. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.